And now it's time for Madison's Mad Facts with your host, Madison Standish.
It's Madison. Welcome to another Madison on the Air bonus feature of Madison's Mad Facts, where we look at the way things were in real life back during these old-timey radio shows. In April 2025, we released Our Miss Brooks, where I stepped in for everybody's favorite English teacher. Unfortunately, I got to school just in time for a hurricane warning. Okay, guys, there are some spoilers here, so if you haven't listened to that episode yet, it's episode 54. Ready? Okay. So it probably doesn't surprise you that writers for weekly airing shows, whether back then for radio or today's TV, pull ideas for their episodes from current events. Not only does that make the show feel relevant to the audience, but it's a great source for content. Think for a moment about some of the current running TV shows you like. Doesn't it seem odd that all of a sudden several shows across different networks all have the roller derby episode or the catfished online episode? It's because the writers across all the rooms are getting the same news and current events and building their stories around them. So what does that have to do with our Miss Brooks episode? Let's talk hurricanes. The original episode aired on October 8, 1950. While in modern day, we're aware of hurricanes, their seasons, the science behind them, etc., 1950 was a particularly unique year for the study and advancement in the science about hurricanes. While research into how hurricanes are created, how they function, why they exist, and so forth, has been examined by scientists going all the way back to the 1820s, as you can imagine, the tools for studying the meteorological phenomenon were extremely limited. Debates raged through the 1800s about airflow, causes, and basic physics of these extreme storms, giving a lot of conflicting data, mostly fueled by hypothesis. However, with the advancement in technology thrust forward due to World War II, the study of hurricanes became much better and, therefore, our understanding of them went leaps and bounds from 100 years prior. In 1943, an Army Air Corps colonel, Joseph Duckworth, was the first to fly into the eye of a hurricane using an Air Force AT-6 trainer, and that led to regular air reconnaissance on hurricanes. By 1944, naval radar was being used to capture images of hurricanes in the Atlantic and typhoons in the Pacific. Quick side note. So, hurricanes are the name given to storms that occur in the North Atlantic, Central North Pacific, and Eastern North Pacific oceans, usually impacting the Caribbean, the United States, Mexico, and Central America. Whereas typhoons occur in the Northwest Pacific Ocean, impacting the countries of Japan, the Philippines, China, Taiwan, and Korea. Wait a minute! Our episode centers around Bombay, India, which isn't on either list. Yep! India in the north of the Indian Ocean has tropical cyclones. What? Our Miss Brooks wasn't accurate? Personally, I think the reveal joke would have been lost if they hadn't gone with the term hurricane. Plus, their American audiences probably wouldn't be familiar with terms like typhoon or tropical cyclone. And hey, the radio announcer was speaking English in an American accent, so it's a comedy. Don't think too hard. Anywho, with the advancements in study of hurricanes made during and just following World War II, came the hurricane season of 1950. Technically, a hurricane season starts in June, but that's when the tracking begins. The actual storm systems tend to go active in August, and the Atlantic hurricane season of 1950 was a big year. First, 1950 was the first year hurricanes were given names in the Atlantic region. And no, it wasn't women's names. The names chosen were based on the Joint Army-Navy phonetic alphabet. They were named Abel, Baker, Charlie, Dog, Easy, and so on. This formula for naming would be used until 1953. At that time, they decided it was too confusing having to reuse the same names over and over again, and that's when they went to using women's names. This practice was changed to alternating between women and men's names in 1979 after women's groups protested this practice. FYI, there has never been a hurricane named Madison. I think we should all do a letters writing campaign to the World Meteorological Organization and fix that. What do you think? So, as it turns out, 1950 was a very active hurricane season, to say the least. In fact, it held the record for the highest seasonal accumulated cyclone energy, or ACE, of the 20th century in the Atlantic Basin until 1995. Plus, it set the most records for tropical storms in the month of October, the month our Miss Brooks episode aired, with a total of 8. And that's impressive because the end of hurricane season is usually considered mid-November, so there should be a decline by then. The season caused 88 fatalities with $38.5 million worth of damage. And that's 1950s money. $27.75 million from Hurricane King alone, a Category 4 that made landfall in Miami. Plus, Hurricane Easy created a record for the highest 24-hour rainfall recorded in the United States, hitting Homosassa and Cedar Key, Florida, near the northwest Florida coast, and bringing devastating rainfall throughout the state of Georgia as well. Easy's rainfall record wouldn't be broken until 1979. Okay, so you can see how talk of hurricanes was big news throughout the months leading up to the writers scripting our episode. There were 16 tropical storms, which only 5 didn't reach hurricane status. Hurricane hunters, and those are the air crews that fly into hurricanes to collect the data, flew nearly 300 missions that season, the most since that kind of data collection began in 1943. No doubt the news was covering this major event. And with Hollywood writers coming from all across the U.S., who knows how many had friends or family in the devastated areas? And like good Hollywood writers, they took a current event and made it something we could laugh at. California getting a hurricane? Not likely. The state has had some tropical storms over the years, but Mr. Conklin was right, not in this part of the country. And yes, there was a belief by scientists that a cooling trend, which began in the 1940s, was leading to a new ice age, as Mr. Boynton contended, but that was debunked in the 1970s with the study of greenhouse gas emissions. And what of Walter's radio? Based on a World War II radio transmitter receiver, the range is about 2,300 miles. So he deserves extra credit if he got reception all the way out in India. Well, I hope you enjoyed my little history dive into hurricanes. New Madison Mad Facts are released as a Patreon exclusive each month on the 10th, then the year-old Mad Facts are released on the 15th. So if you want the new ones, become a Madison member. It's only $5 a month. Link in the show notes. Bye!